is Fresh Air. We've gone into the archives for today's program. Earlier, we heard a 1988 interview with guitarist and singer Doc Watson. Now we're going to feature a concert he recorded in our studio in 1989. Doc Watson is considered the finest flat picker in the country. He was one of the performers who inspired the folk revival of the 60s, and he's remained at the forefront of traditional music. Doc Watson grew up in Deep Gap, North Carolina, where he continues to live. Our concert of duets also features guitarist Jack Lawrence, who has recorded and toured with Watson.
I'd like to do a little tune here that I used to hear Brownie and Sonny do. Excuse me. It's a blues that everybody's had at one time or another. It's called Stranger Blues. 2, 3, 4. I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Well, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Can't find a place to stay, I just go from door to door. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Get them blues, boy. To send up my railroad fare. Yeah, I'll ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. And boys, if he can't send it, well, I don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Back home have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. Well, yes, now I'm going back home, have to wear out 99 pair of shoes. And when I get back down to Dixie, I won't have the stranger blues. Well, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. Listen to us walking. Yes, I'm a stranger here, I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around.
When the late Jimmy Rogers did his last sessions in the early 30s, he did some music that sat right in the edge of the big band music of that day. Well, here's a pretty little tune old Jim recorded called Blue Eyed Jane. The sweetest girl in the world lives in my hometown. We fell in love like turtle doves while the moon was shining down. I asked her then, I asked her when the wedding bells would ring. And she said, oh dear, it seems so strange for this to happen here. She is my sugar pie. Oh, to me she is the sweetest gal. I love her so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, she meets me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. Pretty Jack. Listen here, Janie dear, I've come to say farewell. Sweetheart, you know I love you so much more than there's words to tell. But I must go away today, honey, won't you come with me? 'Cause I'm gonna be blue, missing you, longing every day for you, my blue-eyed Jane. Hold to me, you are the sweetest thing. I love you so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, please meet me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, then I'll come home to you, my blue-eyed Jane.
Well, what I'd like to do is take a short break and then continue the concert. And performing live for us today is Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence, and we'll be back with more of the concert after this break. This is Fresh Air. We're featuring a concert from the Fresh Air Archives with Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence. Now, how did you both get together? Jack, how did you start playing with Doc Watson?
Well, I was hired in the fall of 83 by a fellow named Merle Watson, Doc's son, of course. He hired me on because he getting a little tired of the road life, and so in the fall of 83, they called me. And they haven't been able to get rid of me since.
Had you listened to all of Doc Watson's records before you started playing together?
Well, most of them. I started playing in 63 or so, and along with Doc, people like Glenn Campbell, Glenn was an influence, and several others.
Do you work out the songs before you play them? How do you go about figuring
sometimes
what an arrangement will be?
Occasionally we'll work them out. Mostly it's arrangements while you wait.
Jack, I think a good old train song might be in order right here. Son, I remember that song over there that Brother Jimmy Jett wrote. And I'm going to plug an album right here. I ain't supposed to do this, but it's on a
an album I did for Sugar Hill called Riding the Midnight Train, a bluegrass album, my first endeavor on pure bluegrass. Greenville Trussell is a song for the train buffs that love the good old steam engine sounds and all that good. I remember when I went to school at Raleigh, there was a train went by every 20 minutes on an average, and this song makes me think of those days. Remember as a boy, how in wonderment and joy I'd watch the trains as they'd go by, and the whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as they rolled across that Greenville Trussell High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. Thank you, son. On the riverbank I'd stand with my cane pole in my hand and watch the freight trains up against the sky. That black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville Trussell High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. When the lonesome whistles whined, I'd get rambling on my mind. Lord, I wish they still sounded that way. As I turned to head for home, Lord, she'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high.
Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence recorded in the Fresh Air Studio in 1989.